I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen.
Some viewers have trouble telling them apart, but only one of them likes to touch the art. It's Watch What Happens Live with Meredith Marks and Lisa Barlow now.
Andy Cohen's got the 411, king of midnight fun, MCS.
Hey, audience. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Watch What Happens Live. I'm your host, Andy Cohen, following an episode of The Real Housewives of Salt Lake City, where you were either Team Jen or Team Mary, but everyone was Team Walter. Please welcome from The Real Housewives of Salt Lake City, Meredith Marks and Lisa Barlow. Hey, you two. Great to see you. Boy, the two of you look great, and now your hair is different, so we can really tell you apart.
I decided to make things a little bit easier for everybody.
Thank you. I appreciate it, Meredith. Kimmy from Hollywood, Florida wants to know how you reacted when you watched Jen tell Heather about your separation from your husband, and then Heather repeating it to Whitney.
Yeah, I mean, for me, I don't really understand why anyone wants to talk about things behind my back rather than just discussing it with me. The only reason Jen even knew about my separation as early as she did was because she had planned a trip to Chicago, early winter. And I felt badly not inviting her to stay in my home. And so I explained to her why I wasn't inviting her to stay in my home. And so I did feel very betrayed that she repeated it. I mean, obviously, you know, I've had a 10-year relationship with Lisa. I would have told her first when I was ready to talk about it.
So you two, by the way, you two have been friends for 10 years?
Yeah, almost 10 years.
Are you surprised that so many people are having a hard time telling you apart? Was that always the thing with you guys, or is it just because you're on a show together?
You know, I never thought we looked similar. And then when I kept seeing the comments, and then I noticed, I'm like, oh my gosh, sometimes in scenes, I'm like, that looks like me. I think that's me.
You know, Lisa, you're not really a Bravo celebrity until Brandi Glanville goes after you on Twitter. And she went after the two of you the other day. She called you, she said, girl and tons of glam bitch were the fakest bitches on the show.
Oh, right, my gosh, that's so funny. I wish she called me Vita Tequila Girl.
Right. Well, my guests obviously have a lot in common. And in fact, according to some confused viewers, they may even share a face. So now that everyone can see that you're two different people, I want to see if you share one mind with the BFF test. I'm going to ask questions and count down from three. Give me your answers at the same time, ladies. Okay. At what age is it acceptable to start getting Botox? 3, 2, 1. 27 and 35. Jen Shaw's devastation over Mary telling her she smelled like hospital. Understandable or overblown? 3, 2, 1.
Overblown.
Which of the other housewives has gotten the most inflated ego since the show has premiered? 3, 2, 1, go.
Heather?
I'm kind of stumped.
Heather and stumped. What do you do if you suspect your BFF is being cheated on? Tell them immediately or wait for proof? 3, 2, 1.
Proof.
Wait for proof.
Okay. On a scale from 1 to 10, how do you rate Mary M. Cosby's fashion choices? 3, 2, 1.
Ooh.
9.
I love her pieces.
Okay, scale of 1 to 10, Lisa.
Oh my gosh. I think she has beautiful pieces, 10.
Okay. Posting a photo with your BFF where they look bad, never okay or depends how good you look? 3, 2, 1.
Never okay.
Never okay.
Okay, which of the ladies do you think will be in the hot seat the most at the reunion? 3, 2, 1.
Jen.
Skiing, totally fun or totally terrifying? 3, 2, 1.
Fun.
Totally fun.
What's your most used excuse for getting out of sex? I'm tired or I have a headache? 3, 2, 1.
Ooh, I never went out.
All right. Thank you very much, ladies. That's funny. Were you surprised by, I'm assuming that you were surprised by the way that Mary's Met Ball lunch turned out? I mean, regarding Jen and Mary getting at each other, I mean, who was in the right there, Meredith, or who was in the wrong there?
You know, I think it was a little bit complicated because Mary asked us to open up, and I think Jen felt like she was opening up and then sort of being criticized for opening up. But then Jen said that she, you know, says what everyone else is too afraid to say. And after the comment she made about Mary at the 20s party, that was obviously very hurtful for Mary. So I think that they were both in the wrong at the end of the day.
Lisa, La Cream Cat said, when you were at Mary's luncheon, did you really just cry talking about how successful you are? Is there something you wish you had shared about yourself instead?
No, I actually had shared something that I felt was personal and actually had a bonding moment with Jen at that point because it was something we felt similar about. And you didn't get to see everything. I'm not that narcissistic.
Megan P. emailed, do you both agree with Mary that Heather is two-faced?
As of right now, no. I think I have not seen anything from Heather that's been inconsistent, but I'm watching. I'm watching everybody.
Meredith, Elise said, now that the episode is aired, was Jen at all upset when she saw Brooks reveal to you what he really thinks of her, which is why she couldn't sleep over?
Well, there's a lot loaded in that question. What Brooks thinks of Jen is not the real reason why she couldn't sleep over. So let's start with that part. But I don't know how Jen feels about it. I haven't talked to her about it, so I can't answer that.
But it seemed like him being uncomfortable with her vagine in his face was part of the reason that he was kind of putting the kibosh on the sleepover.
Well, he was really, what led up to that without having to do a whole other episode just on the history of my family,
right,
was that Chloe had came in that day to visit us, and she had been very sick at school that semester and also had just learned of our separation. So she really needed time with me. That night was Jen's first time meeting Chloe, and it was meant to be a family night, not a girl's night out.
Got it.
So there's a lot that went on there behind it that was above and beyond just, you know, Jen's high leg kicks. And Brooks was protective of Chloe needing the time with me more than anything else. Yes, he did feel uncomfortable by Jen's behavior, and I stand behind him on it. As the whole story unfolds, I think people will understand it much more.
Got it. Well, the ladies of Salt Lake City have taught us so much, from what defines a good Mormon to French heat wave death tolls. And most importantly, that a thumbs up emoji means F you. So Lisa, please educate us further with a round of between you and emoji. I'm going to read off Salt Lake City scenarios. For each one, give us the proper emoji response. Your choices are eye roll face, angry face, hard eyes face, clown face, vomit face, and eggplant and poop. Okay, how would you respond via emoji to Heather's confessional admission that the thumbs up text was an FU?
Total clown face.
Which emoji would you use to react to learning Meredith and Seth are separated?
Oh, that made me so sick. So I would have to say vomit.
Okay, what's your emoji response to Heather licking the meat lollipop at Jen's party?
Oh, vomit.
How would you respond via emoji to Mary and Jen's fight allegedly upsetting Walter and Arturo, the waiters at Mary's Met Ball Gala luncheon?
Ooh, that deserves a good eye roll. And Walter, you're a champion. We love him.
How would you respond via emoji to being told your bartenders got wasted at Whitney's vow renewal?
Oh my God, clown face.
What's your emoji response to Mary calling Jen a hoodlum at their luncheon?
Poop.
Emoji reaction to Brooks allegedly seeing Jen's vagine.
I mean, that needs to be combated with an eggplant.
Okay, last up, your emoji response to seeing strippers at Whitney's 20s party.
Oh, eye roll.
All right, thank you very much for those emojis. Has life changed for the two of you in Salt Lake City since the show has premiered?
You know, I feel like it's kind of the same, but I like love that I'm on the show.
I feel like it's definitely different. I feel like, well, first of all, I'm a lot busier because it's like another full time and a half job.
Yeah.
But also just like people recognizing you and feeling like they know you and stuff like that. It's a whole different experience.
You lose a little bit of privacy, which has been interesting. I'm like, kids behave.
Right. You lose a lot of privacy behave. Going on a reality show about your life. Yeah. Over at our Tropicana Mimosa Bar, say hi to our virtual audience, looking adorable. You know, I know that what got me through this dumpster fire of a year was finding a moment to myself whenever and wherever I could. Fellow parents, I think you know what I mean. You find that moment for self-care and pour yourself some champagne and Tropicana. I keep my hidden fridge stocked because I just never know when I'll need one of these. So cheers, moms and dads, for making it through 2020. I want to go to the virtual audience. Elise, what's your question for Meredith?
Hi, Meredith.
Hi.
Do you regret deciding to disengage with Jen at the Prohibition party? And do you feel like her waterworks outside were going too far?
You know, I can't speak to so much to her behavior outside because I wasn't really present when that happened. I had, you know, already disengaged. So I can't really say what was going on with that, but I do think that walking away was the right thing to do. And in all honesty, I almost feel like I went and let it go on for too long as it was. So no, I do not regret it.
By the way, Elise, are you and your friend kind of dressed as Meredith and Lisa?
Love a good blazer.
Oh my God, I love it.
I love it.
I mean, that's kind of flattering, right?
Oh, it's so good.
Absolutely.
Wow. All right.
I love it.
Okay, Kyle, what's your question for Lisa?
Hi, Lisa. Love you.
Hi.
So after all the discussion about you threatening Whitney, do you want to set the record straight? And were you going to bring up rumors that she was a swinger?
I've never accused Whitney of being a swinger. I was just surprised when I was watching her telling Heather I did that. I was like, where is this story coming from? But I don't think Whitney's a swinger, and I've never accused her of being a swinger.
Okay, very good. Thank you, audience. Yeah. Meredith, Jordan Kay said, after watching you and Seth bickering on the show, does it make you feel any differently about your relationship?
You know, that's the hardest part to watch. I do think it's very difficult when you see yourself in a bad place, and particularly when it's something as close as your marriage, your family. So, yeah, I mean, that is the most therapeutic part of this show, is that you do really get to analyze and assess the way you behave and the stuff you do and the choices you make.
Lisa, why were you so fixated on touching the art in that gallery?
Oh my gosh, I'm a toucher. I like to touch. I like texture and pretty things. And if you're going to spend a lot of money, you have to know what it feels like.
Well, I mean, not really.
I like to touch. I don't know. I just like to touch.
Oh, that is so funny. Olivia B. wants to know, for both of you, after hearing Mary's explanation of her family history to Heather tonight, did that change how you view her somewhat unusual marriage?
I think Mary's marriage is unconventional, and if it works for them, great.
Was it something that you all were whispering about have in the past? I mean, has this been a hot topic? Because it certainly has become one among fans of the show, Meredith.
For me, you know, it's interesting. I think that it is definitely unusual to be married to your step-grandfather. I think everyone would agree on that. It's not the norm that you hear about. But when you understand the story behind it and that it's, in essence, an arranged marriage, which is very common all over the world, just not in the United States, you know, you just say, whatever works. If you're happy, you're happy. I want Mary to be happy at the end of it. That's all I really care about. So, no, it wasn't like a hot spot for me. You hear about it for a second, and then great, you move on. She's happy. If she's not, I'm sad.
Were either of the two of you Housewives fans before you joined the show? And if so, which cities did you watch?
Well, Lisa, I know, is, so she should probably talk more about it. It's not that I wasn't a fan. I really just hadn't watched. So I'm learning, and I am a fan.
Lisa, what'd you watch, Lisa?
I like Beverly Hills in New York, and I loved Miami when Miami was on.
All right. Well, Meredith, the Jen Mary feud has you stuck in the middle, so I want to see if we can sniff out which way you're leaning, like we're picking up a hospital smell. I have questions. Pick your answers between Mary and Jen, okay? Who has better style, Meredith?
Mary.
Who do you trust more with a secret?
Mary.
Who's a bigger drama queen?
Jen.
Who does Brooks prefer?
You have to ask Brooks.
Who talks more crap about the other ladies?
Jen.
Who's more mature?
None of us, including me.
Who smells the best?
I have never really paid attention to either of their scents, and I've never smelled the hospital, so I can't speak on that one.
Who is more materialistic?
Both. I can't. Yay!
Who makes you laugh more?
Jen.
All right. Yay! Thank you very much for playing. I really appreciate it. For both of you, Sam G wants to know your reaction when Mary told you that what you were drinking was so good because there was a heat wave where thousands of people died.
My first reaction is I need to Google this.
Right. Lisa, Alyssa C said, since Whitney said she wishes she had your confidence and arrogance, what's a trait of Whitney's that you wish you had?
Ooh, that's a good question. I'm trying to think. She's super, like, I don't know. I'm trying to think, like, what's something. I like being me, but I think Whitney's a good dancer.
Okay. Wow. Meredith, Dora N. wants to know if there's any part of you or Seth that regrets being so candid about your separation on camera.
Actually, I would say more of a regret was not being more upfront about it to begin with.
Really?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
I think it would have saved me a lot of aggravation.
Did it get, I mean, this is your first season on the show. You've got cameras in your home. You're talking about really personal. I mean, that moment at the, towards the end of tonight's episode between the two of you was very emotional. I mean, that had to be very odd for you stepping into this and going there so clearly with what was happening in your life.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I cried watching that. It was really sad to see, and stepping out and being able to reflect back is very strange and unusual. But you know, when I made this choice, I knew I had to disclose what was happening. It took me some time to sort of gain the courage to do it, and I do think that having talked with some of the ladies earlier on, it may have been a lot easier on me if I had done that. I do.
Good for you. All right, it is time for
This Day in Bravo History.
Okay, tonight we're going to travel back to this very day in 2013 when Bravo aired Vanderpump Rules Season 2, Episode 6. We must teach our grandchildren that before there was Tom and Ariana, there was Tom and Kristen. And with that came Kristen interrogating Ariana in a flower crown. Watch.
Okay, be straight. Have you ever hooked up with my boyfriend?
No.
I'm being honest. Like, I'm just saying, I'm literally like,
no.
Whether we were together, we were on a break, like, we were whatever. Have you ever hooked up with Tom? Have you ever kissed him? Have you ever f***ed him?
No.
For sure, no. 100%
no. 100%
no.
Okay, never.
He was texting you around, like, 2 a.m. You text him, like, are you mad at me? And he was like, no, not at all. And I'm just like, this is so weird.
I think Kristen is coming from a place that needs medication.
I think everyone ended up with who they were meant to be with in that situation. I want to thank Meredith and Lisa for being here. Tomorrow night, Pat Altschul and Kristen Chenoweth at 10 after Southern Charm. Thanks, guys.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code AUDIO to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code AUDIO at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code AUDIO.
All right, we're back for the after show with Meredith and Lisa from the Real Housewives of Salt Lake City over at our Tropicana Mimosa Bar. Say hi to our virtual audience. Hey, audience, looking really good. Wow, I want to know where the best friends are from who are sharing the earbuds. Where are you guys from?
We're from LA.
You're from LA.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, very cute. Okay. More questions for you guys. Lisa, can you explain how alcohol fits into your Mormon 2.0 lifestyle? Isn't all alcohol forbidden from Mormonism?
Well, I guess that's why we call it 2.0. Seth Marks is actually the one that gave me the title of Mormon 2.0. I like it. And it just means that I'm not Orthodox.
Okay. Meredith, Fernando F. said, when Seth brought up not being allowed to look in your phone, was he insinuating that you're hiding something?
I don't think that Seth was insinuating that I was hiding anything. I think it's more that he feels that that's an easy way to sort of communicate with each other. He always says, oh, read my phone and you know everything that's happened in my day. And I just, my feelings are when someone texts me, it's meant for me and not for someone else. We just have different points of view.
All right. I'm with you, by the way. Is it surprising for you too when you get the cut of the next episode to see what people are saying about you or what's happening behind your backs?
I think I know 100. Who's going to be consistent, and then I know who's that I'm going to be like shocked by.
How are you both feeling about the reunion? Are you looking forward to it or are you dreading it?
Looking forward to it.
Oh.
And dreading it a little.
Okay. Those are the correct emotions. Lisa Marta N said, considering you're Mormon 2.0, do you agree with Heather that the Mormon community is judgy after someone gets a divorce?
No, not at all. My husband's divorced. Half my family's divorced. We have so many friends that are divorced. So I don't know. I don't want to speak for Heather's feelings, but in our experience, not at all.
Meredith, was the sleepover, is that something that you've done in the past or was just a fun idea that you were thinking of doing this year?
So I cannot recollect ever having like a planned sleepover. I do know that shortly before that night, Jen had been at my house and kind of just, we, you know, were drinking, having fun, whatever. And she fell asleep there. But a planned sleepover, no, I don't recollect the last time I ever had a planned sleepover.
Got it. By the way, did Brooks take a semester off from school so that he could be on the show with you, or what was that about? That's the speculation.
So that's not correct. My oldest son, Reed, took his junior year second semester off and worked in London. Brooks chose to spend his second semester junior year developing his brand, which coincided with the show. And Chloe will take second semester of junior year off as well to do something. I'm a strong proponent. It gives them an extra internship and an extra summer internship. And so I just think it positions them better in the world.
I agree. I did it first semester junior year. So there you go. Capiche. I want to thank Meredith and Lisa from The Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. For more, click around at BravoTV.com. Thanks, guys. Thank you, two. That was fun. Love you, audience. Woo. Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
Murder on My Mind, a new podcast available exclusively on Wondery Plus, explores the circumstances leading up to the murder of two young men and the mistrials of the man accused of killing them. Up-and-coming rapper YNW Melly gained notoriety in the hip-hop world for his shocking lyrics and criminal exploits. When two of his best friends were gunned down in a drive-by shooting, investigators suspected the young rapper staged the scene. But after not one, but two trials that ended in hung juries and new evidence that may place YNW Melly at the scene of the crime, his trial has been paused indefinitely. With countless twists and turns, Law and Crime covers all angles of the case and begs the question, is this young artist the victim of a witch hunt or a silver-tongued devil who's evil to the core? Listen to Murder on My Mind exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Business can mean a lot of things. For some, it's earning reports, the top MBA program, investments, but business isn't everything we do. Side hustles that explode into the next billion-dollar company.
I need to create my own product that I control what the marketing is for.
Unconventional ideas that change the world we live in.
AI is everywhere, with venture capital pouring in.
From Elon Musk,
he took a massive axe and swung it through Twitter's workforce.
To Taylor Swift,
she is unstoppable as her Eras Tour stimulated local economy.
your favorite coffee shop down the street, to the vacation house you rented last weekend. Whatever business means to you, Wondery is the destination for business podcasts. Listen to top business shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, The Best One Yet, Business Movers, and many more. Everything from top daily news.
There was more ranch dressing sold last year than ketchup and barbecue sauce.
We're buying the dip, literally.
To deep dives on the biggest successes and failures of our time.
20,000 people lost their jobs.
Wondery means business.